Hamariach is kele b'chaloin shel odu yorin. A person puts his kele in the window of the odu yorin. What's that? Habalonim. Habalonim, the bathhouse attendants. Bali Amerchatzos, yes, from chaloin is chalnas. People who run the bathhouse, they have windows. Windows. Anyone comes to the bathhouse? No, saying the God of Kolechad b'chaloyin v'noel olav, and you lock it. B'dela shebech, it's a locker. Okay, the oid yorin is what we call a locker.
Good.
Okay, so you put your clothing in a locker. Hamreich eskele b'chaloyin shel oid yorin. You put your kelim in the window of the oid yorin of the bathhouse attendants. Okay, so what is halach? What's the shayla? Blizzer, blizzer, ben nazayim etahir v'achamim. So the question over here is, because you go and you put it there, maybe someone opened up that your locker to see what you got in your pockets, what you got in there, and in the process of doing so, they contaminated.
You know what I did?
Okay, so
like, it's like my first grade Rebbe.
Okay, so Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says, what does he say? He says, Metaher, why?
I didn't get this whole thing here.
Let's read what it says. Metaher, Mishosh no ladelas, b'meachum. Once you lock the door, once you close the window, you close the door of the locker, no one's going to go inside and touch your things. Mishosh no ladelas, b'meachum. V'loi chayishim, here are the key words. Sheva, yigashim, adam, tabi. Maybe a person opened up the door and he touched your things. The concern over here is, maybe a person opened up the delas and they put their dirty hands inside and touched your clothing. You're going into the bathhouse, going to the mikvah. So they give you a locker. You come into the bathhouse, you put all of your clothing in the locker. And all of your clothing are tohar. There's a concern. Maybe some guy opened up your locker and touched your clothing to steal from you and contaminated your clothing. Got it?
Okay.
So it says they were not concerned. We're not concerned. Because let's say you'd come out of the bathhouse the moment that the guy is checking. So then he'll be quoted. So therefore, this mirsa, so you're afraid to go and touch and touch people's objects in their locker.
Yeah.
You don't want to be quoted as a ganav, right? No, that's not enough. What does that mean? Ad sheyiten loy. Even if you give the key to the bialon, shu amoretz chotan leel hamoitz mafteach amoretz hat bayis tar. Oyat shios lesimon lahaki boi shu shelo yignaga adam sham halachacham. Chacham says it's not enough. You have to give the mafteach to a guardian to watch. We're afraid that someone went and opened. Unless you give away the key to someone, we're afraid that someone broke into your locker and touched what's inside. You have to give the key to the balon. There's a seal. You put a seal on your locker. You have to make a seal to make sure no one touched your clothing. Okay, you got the Mishnah? Let's review. You look a little bit confused. I don't know why. It's very easy. It's extremely easy. I don't know why you're confused.
Okay.
Hamniach is his clothing in the locker. Chalon shel od yodim. A window. A box. A box.
Why is it called? I thought you said Odin was this locker.
Bathhouse. Od Yorin is another word for bathhouse attendant. Habalorin. Habalorin.
So Chalon is the locker.
Is the locker. The locker that is found in the bathhouses.
Go ahead.
Okay, so what is the concern? The concern is your clothing are tohor. But who comes to the mikvah?
Amaretzim.
They like to touch things. So maybe a zov.
Well, why would Amaretz come to it? If he comes to a mikvah, then he's going to be.
It's not a mikvah. Who says it's a mikvah? It's a bathhouse.
Yeah.
It's a bathhouse. Oh, Yaron, Habalon, and who told you a mikvah? Habalon is a bathhouse.
Oh.
Who told you to live in a mikvah? Mikvah, you have to have mayim, special water that rainwater. Megashamim. You know that have spring water, you know that have a mayim shuvim. A bathhouse is tummy as can be.
Can't wait to see it.
What do you can't wait to see it? See what?
The bathhouse.
You never saw a bathhouse?
Never. Go ahead. I was in Zaycha to be an attendant.
Spoiled.
By
America was spoiled. In other world, third world countries, there's not enough indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing. They used to go.
You have to go outside the public bathhouses. They probably still exist. I'm sure they exist.
Russia,
all over the world they exist.
Africa, Russia.
So it's Rabbi, you put your clothing in the Chaloyim Shel Od Yonim, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Azariah Mitaher, because it assumes that you don't have to worry, you don't have to assume.
People don't break into the Laka.
They don't do that, they don't, because why Nitvas Lavka? Because if you break into the Laka, you're going to be caught.
Yachash
Nitvas Lav Kaganaf. You don't want to suffer a pchisa and the covet, you'll be reported as being a ganaf.
So you'll get that shame as being a ganaf.
Exactly. However, the Chacham say no, it's not enough. Persons will take the risk. The Chacham say that your clothing, you have to assume the worst.
So you got a key.
Well, it's more than the key. It's more than having a key. You have to give the key to a guardian. Because when you go for a dip,
someone
can take it and go open it up. So you have to give the key to a guardian. It has to be some type of seal, some type of technique to guarantee that the locker has been sealed. Until you make a simen. Okay, vaita. Hamaniach eskilav migasta. Hamaniach hamaniach eskilav migazo lugas haba. What does that mean? What does that mean? The goy kelav tohirin of yisholat shiyoy ma beli bichoyel l'sham. Now, what does that mean? The person is manichilav migazo lugas haba. Okay, hamaniach eskilav kelim shabotzar behem shabotzar behem b'tara. You harvest. Okay, you are a grape harvester. You have a vineyard. Person who has a vineyard and he harvests grapes, and you have special utensils which are used to harvest the grapes, and these utensils are tar, because you want to have wine that is tar. You don't want to have wine that is tame. For all of the ritual services, you have to make sure the wine is tar. Good? Are you with me? Today you seem a little bit spaced out. Hanichas kelev kelim shabbat and utensil shabbat b'chem b'tahar, which you've harvested the grapes b'tahara. B'shana zo, this year, manichay sam levtzar b'chem b'tahara l'shana haboh. You put them aside to harvest with these utensils the next year. You want to make, you're putting them in storage. So what's the shayla? The shayla here is, you put them away from this vineyard, from this wine press, legasva for next year. Kalov tehoyin. We assume that we put in storage. Why klamer imenicha meitzel nachri ein by a guy ein eres nacha ein b'chem yisham isu yain esach tolich hashin shem alachan hanachri b'loy diyas yisrael la'asoyes begas. So we assume everything is good. If you put them away.
What happened? What was the last case?
So you look, let's read again, the words again one more time. Hamnech es kelev. What do you mean kelev? Kelim shabbat sabachem betohar b'shonazo. Utensils, which we have used.
Okay, it has nothing to do with clothing anymore.
No, nothing with clothing. No. Now we're dealing with a new case where you have a wine press. You have a wine press, you have kelim, you have special utensils, Shabbat, Sabachem, Batar, B'shan, Zo, and you use these kelim to crush the grapes, and you finish the job. This year the work is complete. Your work is complete. And what do you do when it's over? You put them away. Kelim, Shabbat, Sabachem, Batar, B'shan, Zo, Maniach, Oysam, Sabachem, Batar, B'shan, Abba. You put them away from this year to next year to use them. You put them aside to prepare for the following year. Yeah?
Well, can you mean you finish the pressing?
There's nothing more to do. 6 months vacation. All done.
Can you imagine that?
Now, who's going to watch it? Who's going to watch the camera? You put away in storage. Okay, it's a big business today, storage. Okay, they're placed in warehouses to make a killing. Storage, and who's gonna? And what do you do? Who's in charge of the storage? Or in the storage, the nachri, a nachri, a nanju, kelev tohaydin, garsinan, kolamar imenichan etzel nachri. If you put them etzel nachri, yeah. If you put your kelim by a guy, ein bohem mishum isu yainesach deloy chayshin anshem alokan hanachri b'lo yidias yisrael la'asoyes b'gas. We do not assume the guy touched it. If the guy touched your kelim, he contaminated the kelim. So there's no need to be concerned.
Good.
If he is Israel, but let's say the person that's in charge of the storage facility is a Jew. Okay. If he is Israel, the choshei shlohem yishum tumas maga. There's a concern of chumas maga. Tumim in hesiach daita mehem. They're tummy. There's a real concern of Jew. You show that you're worried that he's not tar. If you have a person who's a tzaddik, a chaver, he's part of the chaverus. So there's nothing to be concerned about. But if we're dealing with a Yisroel Amoretz, who's not a Tohar, so there's a concern that maybe he entered into the storage facility and he touched your kelim. Until he says, the Jew says, believe you, Hoyel Shamim, until he says, it was my heart to guard them. What does that mean? Whose heart? Until who says? Nirsas Amoritz, he's afraid of Lo Naga Bahu. Aval Imhol Akelim Him Shal Yisrael Shavuitza Leas Osiyena Betahara Loim Mizar Bahu Amoritz Kulahai Vechayishin Shem Naga Bahem Adam Tamei Mesiach Atem Him Ad Shem Until Who says Believe Yehoi Lashaimam Ad Shem Believe Yehoi Lashaimam Who's the Shiyama? What? What's the problem?
Nothing.
There's a problem. We don't understand. I'm not clear.
Okay, good. So that's why you're getting the cut?
No, that's not the cut. This is a very minor point.
Okay.
We have to get a good market share.
Okay.
Taharos is Perek Zayin. Mishne Zayin. Atshiyari Elim can Amar believe Lo Hisachti doesn't explain either. How can you not explain? The Cheskasar Him Shainachashim Shema Am Aretz Nagu Bekelov Lefish and Zom Bam Liga Bekelov Shalkayim Yachashiyadim Shu Echum Taris of Yisrael Lav Lim Akelov Shal Yisrael Trades the second shot. Lasa Siyain Betahara Ena Kelim Tarim Lefish Enam Aretz Nzom Liga Bahem Atshiyamar Elim Kinam. Who's the Elim Kain? Who's the one? Doesn't say. See the same.
Maybe he's saying it down here,
Barana. Believe the Holy Spirit. Lo yisachti nandal l'shem shlo yitam. Barana is a same as shlo tufi aramam. Avol yesh kas b'nechas akilu b'shemigas gal b'kilu b'kikol b'goy. That's the first shot. We did it. That's the rab. The rab did both. The rab did the same thing. Klam Hashem hachin chayshem shem Hashem shtam Hashem l'goy. Lufi shem shali gabuchem l'chil le'imuchem b'shem yisya'in nesach. Loim Hashem chashash tuma, aval gabi Yisrael amaretz chayshem shem no gabo litim leslam kein amar. Unless who says, believe Yehoyim l'shamim. I guess it's the guy. The guy you have to believe. Yeah, the Yisrael. Yisrael will assume that. Hayinu shlo yisich vaitim l'shamim. Okay, so let's review the Mishnah. Let's cause the Mishnah some clarkite. This might be the only thing we learned today. I have to know it well. Hamriach has kelim b'chaloyin shel od yod. A person puts his. We did already. Now there goes the second part. Hamriach kelim migas zol gas abakir. What does it mean? A person who he finishes his wine press season. I've pressed all the grapes. I have utensils. I have special utensils that I've used for the wine press. Is that clear?
Very clear.
I'm putting it in storage. Okay, that's all it means. I'm putting it in storage.
Eskelov.
Migazo. From the gazo means from this year. I have concluded the pressing of the wine of this year. I'm concludes over. Finished.
Yeah.
Complete. Done. Okay?
I heard you, no?
Migazo. I'm putting it away for a couple of months in preparation for the next season, next year.
Very good.
Now, what's the concern? The concern is maybe the person who is the balabais of this facility where my kelim are being stored, maybe he went and he touched it. And if he touched it, he contaminated my kelim.
Right.
You'll ask me, how could he contaminate the kelim? But the person who's an Arishon can't contaminate. Maybe it was an Avatum, a Zav. Maybe the person was a Zav. A Zava.
Kind of guy, you know?
A a guy have the din of a zav. A guy is worse. We give a guy the din of a zav. A guy is
not a tumah. So then we say he's not.
Okay, so what about a Yisrael? What about a Jew? A Jew not Maritz. Maybe he's a zav.
It's not Jew. It's talking about a guy.
No, so that's a question. What is the girsa? So the Rav tells us there are two different interpretations of the Mishnah. The first interpretation of the Mishnah is what the Rambam says, which we're going to be going to begoy. Begoy. The one who is guarding the kiln, the one who is the owner of this facility,
so
we are restoring the kiln, is a guy.
We're not
choshesh.
Why not?
Why not? Because Caleb told him, because a guy is afraid. Look what it
afraid
says.
Of what?
Of touching your stuff.
Why?
Nitfas alof kaganef. You may show, but any moment you may come to make an
six
inspection.
Months?
Any in the 6 months, you make an inspection. Inspection. It's like the Iran weapons, nuclear weapons deal. Inspectors can come. You have to give them notice that if you want to come inspect, you have to give me 3 months before they can leave. You have to give us time to clean up all the legal activity. You can't just come whenever you want. No, you have to give us time. No, isn't that what it's all about? So it says the Gersin Kolamar Im Henichem Eitzel Nochri Ein Bohem Yishuv Misoyai Nesach. There's no concern that he touched your kelim. If he touched your kelim, there's many problems. If he touched the kelim, maybe there's some wine there also. Maybe he contaminated the wine. He contaminated the kelim. What does it say? Your Aleph is bothered. Okay, I'm fine. I don't know what it means. There's no concern. A guy is afraid of a Jew. But a Yisrael. Oh, Hamish. Hamish, what's the big deal? He's my fellow Yid.
I'll do whatever I want.
He's not going to have time. If I go into the storage, he's still saying,
he
doesn't care because we daven together in the same shul.
No, we don't, because this guy is an Amoritz, and we're chashish that he's tummy.
Exactly, but that's why he's going to help himself. But if it's the Yisrael, but let's say the guardian of the facility is the Yisrael.
Yeah.
So then we have to assume the worst. We have to assume that the Yisrael entered into the facility and he touched the kelim and he made them tummy.
Yisrael,
under normal circumstances, the kelim are tummy immediately because we assume the Yisrael went and held himself. The only time we can be makel is ad sheyamar, until he says, until the Yisrael says, I guarded it. I was there, I was making sure that no one would touch it.
Okay.
Unless he accepts upon himself to guard it, then we believe him that he did not touch the kelim and everything is tahar. But if he did not accept upon himself, the obligation to guard the kelim, we have to assume the worst, and they became tameh.
Excellent.
Let's chaz the Mishnah. Clark and Mishnah, at least do one Mishnah. Hamaniach eskela b'chaloin shel od yod, and a person puts his kelim into the window of a bathhouse attendant. So what is the concern? Did people in the bathhouse, did they help themselves to your stuff and touch your stuff and they become tameh? So Rebbe ben Elzaya Mitayer, there's no concern. No one's going to poke around and go look at the fashtunken underwear in your locker. No one's interested. Mainly you have to assume that a person who's tummy put their hands in there and contaminated your clothing. They seem to be surprised what people would do. You'd be surprised. People like to poke around and see what's tutsukta. They open up the locker and see what's going on inside. It's tame ad sheyitin lo yesamafteach. The Chum say it's tame.
You go over to the guard of mafteach.
Actually, lo yesamafteach oy choysam until you give over the key to the guard oy choysam. Oh, ad sheyas says simon, or until you make a simon. Oh, ad sheyas says simon until you make a simon. We assume the worst.
Correct.
Okay, next. Hamaniach es kelo begas zo legas have a person.
That's the way he's kelo.
A kelo from one year to another year. Begas zo legas haba the goy. So if the one that's in charge is a goy, kelo to him. Uvi Yisrael, we assume the worst. Ad sheyemar believe yohayil l'shavim until he says that I was careful to guard. I was careful to guard them. Okay, then he has another pshat in the Rav, and he says that it doesn't. So we take out the word goy. And when it says Maniach es kelim migas legas haba, kelim tahorin is only when the one that is the depositor is a kohen, because a Yisrael Amoritz is afraid of kohanim. because that's the way they have a higher stature. They're afraid of the pashka, because since you know that he's going to eat it, but tahara, you don't want to mess with this kelim if the one who owns it is a kohen. But if uvi Yisrael, but if the person who deposited the kelim is not a kohen,
what a Yisrael?
He's a regular Yisrael. Then we're not going to be so generous until the guardian says, "Believe you, l'shamram." We assume that he made contact. He touched everything. Okay.
Right.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Believe you, l'shamram. We good? Okay. Now we're up to Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Yatar. Person was tar. Shachay Yatar. Three the Gadar. He was tar. Are you happy with the mission we've done so far?
So far, I'm ecstatic.
You seem a little bit out of it.
It's the klippas from the Shabbos.
You got a Meshur?
No, for the Sutton's bringing the klippas after the Meshur says if the Shabbos goes away. Somebody said it.
A person was tar, and so he was tar. Until now he was tar, but he decides atkan. The reason why I'm tar is because I am having a teruma meal, but I'm finished. I've had my meal, and now I no longer need to eat it b'tahara. He's siach da'itai. So what happened? Even though the kohen is no longer on guard to protect himself from contamination, we assume that he is tahar. Why do we assume he is tahar? Because the tameim, they distance themselves from him. Hatameim yishayidim boishu tahar parshim imenu, they separate themselves from him. Helkach loy chashim and shem anag b'adam tamei v'timuhu. Okay?
So we show you tahar. We have a kohen.
Not a kohen. Anyone. A person that's tahar.
Kain,
it is kain, I'm sorry, so it's a kain. Okay, so people know, oh, he's a kain, so stay away. I'm telling you, stay away. Don't shake his hand. Stay away from him. Don't go near him. Kain shayatar, lechal b'tshuma, v'yisiach ta'ayte v'lechal ha'tshuma. Person was tar. V'yisiach esli b'mechal, and he says, I'm no longer going to eat kotaris anymore. I'm ready to eat the tuma. I'm ready. I'm willing to eat tuma. I'm lowering my standards. It doesn't matter. Even though you were Messiah Das, we could assume you're still in the state of Tahara, because the people who are Tomei will distance themselves from you. They don't know what your Kavan is.
Because they know you're a
Kayan,
and they don't want to stay away from you.
He's okay. The Chum say no. The Chum say you're Tomei. You know why you're Tomei? Why you tell me after she sich daitoy? Why you tell me after she sich daitoy? Once within your mind you're willing to touch things that are tummy, we have to assume the worst. We have to assume indeed you did come in contact with tumma. Okay? Now we go, hayu, let's say hayu yadav tahiroy. Let's say your hands were tahiroy, so you see a sleeve of milechol. Let's say your hands. It's a different madrega. You're not in the same madrega. Hayu yadav tahiroy. In this case, we admit that filo amar yodei ani shalom nitmu yadi yad of tameos. If your hands were toharos, b'chol moed Rabbi Yehuda that filo amar yodei ani shalom nitmu yadi liyasi alibay milechol, and you decide that you will no longer eat tahara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af al pi shem yodei ani shlo nitmu yodai yodav tmeir shehayodayim askonios. The hands are very busy. So in this case, here, my of your hands, it's not your whole body, it's just your hands.
The person is not completely tar.
This is anyone. I don't think it's a kohen. Doesn't say kain. Anyone it says. Doesn't say kain. Doesn't make a difference. The person says, I am absolutely certain that my hands did not come in contact with tumah. It does not matter. Since when the person has decided, I will no longer eat truma. I've decided I'm no longer going to eat truma. I will no longer eat truma. So once already you put it in your mind, I'm not going to eat truma. So we have to assume that you yourself touch parts of your body. Or touch things which make them midrabanon into a sheni. The person's hands are very busy. They're always touching things that they shouldn't have. Not only touch things, you don't even realize. It's chaz the Mishnah. So if mishochoy, if the person, the whole guf, the ganze mensch is torn, the yisias libelech on these sides, I will no longer eat truma. I can relax now. I'll eat some chulin. I'll eat things. And tomorrow I'll go to the mikvah. Tomorrow's another day. But then all of a sudden someone gives you a call and says, come over for a meal. We have some delicious truma has arrived. Yeah. Wait a minute. But 3 hours ago I decided I'm not going to eat truma anymore. I'm done for the day. I'll go to mikvah tomorrow. So now the question is, can I go over to my friend who's now willing to offer me truma? Rabbi Yehuda Mitar, you can go. If you get a call 3 hours later, why? Shadeh, because even though you have decided that you're going to... They stay. Shadeh, Shadeh, Parashim, and if you can assume everything is okay. B'chavetam, no. Once already you decide I need chulin.
The koyach, though, wasn't necessary.
Okay. Did you enjoy it? Okay, that's that. Then it's okay.
Okay, weiter. To me, Shayet Ha'avisia.
Why?
Once already you have decided, I'm not going to eat truma, who knows? People already get a sense that you're not on guard, and they will come in contact with you and contaminate you. But if it's not a question of the guf, it's a question of the yodayim. How you yodav tahoros, if you see a sleeper melechali, and you no longer want to eat tahara.
It's not your guf.
But you know the yodayim, you have to wash until it's yodayim.
I don't get the nafkamina first.
The first case is the guf, is the body, is the person's whole.
The kohen says, I'm not going to watch myself from eating taharas anymore.
So the question is, did the person whose tummy come? The question is, did the person whose tummy come along and touch him? So that's a much more severe tumah. If the person whose tummy came along and touched him, that means he would have to go and go to mikvah and have to wait until Harav Shemesh Tee Truma. That's a very serious form of tumah.
Yeah.
But then there's a light form of tumah where you have to go to mikvah. The only question is, do you have to wash your hands? Stam yodayim shnios. Do you have to wash your hands in the tilas yodayim or dip them in the mikvah? That's a lighter form of tumah.
What happened here with the kohen here? The second.
The kohen decided he's no longer need truma. He is
never
no longer.
Life.
Not never is that for the rest of today. Today it's.
But that's what he did in the first case too.
It's first case as well. So we're coming to the friendship between the Yodayim, even Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that, let's say it's 4 o'clock. You've just finished lunch. There's no more truma in the house. Okay, that's it for the rest of the day. I'm gonna eat. I'm willing to eat tuma. Because I don't have anything left. I don't have any tire left in the house. And then you get lucky, and then 2 hours later you get a phone call. Come over. I have some truma for you. So wait a minute, for those 2 hours, during those 2 hours, I was not on guard. Because during those 2 hours, I was willing to eat tumah. So there are two questions. Number one, did someone whose tummy touch you? And even if someone whose tummy did not touch you, did you let your hands touch something that is not 100% clean? Two different issues.
We're worried. In the first case, we're worried whether or not
someone came and touched you. And the second case,
we're worried if he himself went and
touched something that's not clean. He put his hands in his pants.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Put his hands in his nose.
Right.
The CS Levi.
Yeah. How you? Yeah.
The CS Levi.
Lechol.
Lechol.
He had Chalisha Sadas, and he said he's not going to.
eat anymore.
But Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a
Afri Shema Yedani Shlo Nitmu Yodai. Even though I know Shlo Nitmu Yodai, Yodav Tmeyois. Your hands are Tmeyois. Why? Shahayodayim Askaniyois.
Okay, makes sense because they move around.
Right.
They move around. So where in the other case, we know that nobody came near you because nobody would come near you because they know you're a kohen.
Right. Okay, Mishnah test. So each Rosh Nichnas Soloitzi Paslani, each enters into a room to bring up Paslani, the Yotzos, U Mitzoatu, Oimed Bitsan Kikaro Shotuma. Isha goes indoors, and now she leaves the Ani all alone. She enters into the inner chamber to bring out some food, and when she comes back, and who does she find? Rosh Nichnas Soloitzi Paslani, Vinyotzo, U Mitzoatu, Oimed Bitsan Kikaro Shotuma. So she leaves the Ani all alone, like you come into the foyer. And then when she comes out, she sees the Ani is standing right near the loaves of bread of Truma. So what is the concern? The concern is that maybe the Ani touched the Truma, maybe it contaminated the Truma. She finds him in the Truma. She goes out and she finds that her friend is stirring coals underneath the pot of Truma. So the question is, did the Isha, and the Ani, did they touch the loaves of bread?
Or the food that's in
the
pot.
Or the food in the pot. So what is the halacha?
Yeah.
Rabbi Akiva Mitane. Rabbi Akiva says we have to assume the worst. We have to assume the worst. Okay?
I'm with you.
V'cham mitaharim. If everything is A-OK. Amr Elizabeth ben Pila. You ever hear that name before? Amar Rabbi Elaza ben Pila or ben Upi Andvi. You ever heard of this?
That's funny. The Chacham of Atar?
The Chacham of Atar. They assume
the last two cases, they said it was Tameh.
In this case, they have a different understanding of human nature. Elazan Pila, Amar Elazan Pila, Vachim, Neymar, Rabbi Kiva Mitane, Vacham Mitanim, Bidne Shanoshim, what's the difference? Bid Shanoshim, Gargir, Ra, Neois Hain. They're fressers. Zoilois, Umisavois, Lamacha, they have a taiva to eat food. Taram Kiyisi, Zoilela, Are Havesi, Gargiranis. Women like to eat. You hear what it says? Why? That's why the key is Matami. Shehi Chashuda Legalos Sakter Shel Chaverta Leida Mahi Mivashalos. That's the nature of a woman, to see what someone else is cooking, to eat from it. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Kiva says, if you go with the Isha Shiyatza Umotzos Es Chaverta Chesa Gechol Tachas Kedera Shel Truma. Now, why is Matami? Because the assumption is the woman went, she opened up the pot to take a little bit of food from the pot. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva's analysis of human nature is that women are in the category of zeilulais. They like food. The Chacham say no, women are always on a diet. They're always looking to lose weight so they can be glorious. They can go to Bergdorf Goodman and they can buy the latest fashions and spend all of their husband's hard-earned money. Okay, that's it. We finished the Mishnah. Okay.